pretty.
What do you say about the assertion, though, that maybe this is a residual of the old Southern strategy, but that the way to win, the way to build a Republican Party in this state and in the South is to pick up conservative white Democrat voters, particularly on the race issue, and build from there?
Well, you see, we haven't been able to do that if we had that choice because of the Wallace situation.
When he leaves the scene, if that's possible.
I would disagree with it. I think that's very short range and short sighted. Jim Martin tried that, was almost successful, and he almost beat Vista Hill on that theory of a U.S. Senate race back in 62. But it's a short range proposition, and I don't see how any Republican in a countywide, certainly a statewide position, can win consistently without a good support among the black community. And I think it's, you just can't cut out one large segment of the state and then cut them out almost completely and then hope to win two-thirds or three-quarters of the remaining segment in an area that's traditionally been Democratic. I think that's a very short-sighted philosophy that basically, and people are more intelligent now. Your situation has changed. You've got a whole new generation of voters. You've got the old, even Wallace himself has mellowed to a great extent publicly on the racial stand.
On that score, do you think that, is that a basic change? Is it a real change?
Publicly, it appears to be, but look at the people that governor surrounds himself with. Strom Thurmond has some, I understand, some blacks on his staff. I don't know that the governor has any. In other words, you can. Wallace is a great, masterful politician. Wallace remains Wallace, and he is still the one who made, as his initial inaugural address, the most defiant promise ever made, I suppose, since the last 100 years, segregation and forever. He drew the line in the dust. And those were harsh words he spoke back then. He's changed, and the people around him have changed. I'm sure he's changed somewhat. I'm sure his close brush with death has been a factor there. But you've got to remember basically where his strength is. And where he...
Where is it?
His strength lies with the man in the street, the blue-collar voter, the rank-and-file voter who figures, these are the people who voted for Big Jim Folsom when he jousted with the windmills of the establishment and with utilities and whatnot, and had some good things going. Huey Long probably is the best example of George Wallace syndrome. I read this book by Harrison Williams, I believe, Huey Long, and it's maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and it's excellent. I know George Wallace well. From reading this book, I would say you could put George Wallace and Huey Long right together on just about everything except the racial issue.
Except that Huey Long actually, had these big confrontations with the corporations, the corporate interests, the special interests. He put the taxes on them. He implemented programs, and he put the taxes on the special interests that had dominated Louisiana. And we've seen no evidence that George Wallace
has
done anything.
He built the hospitals and the schools and all the things that his populace were said he was going to do.
Your point is well taken to a great degree, certainly where the utilities come into play. Wallace. It makes a big public protest and yet doesn't really fight the utilities.
Didn't he put a little tax on them and then let them get it back with the rate increase?
Yes, and he, the pass-through feature was added to the legislation and allowed that to be done.
Then when Wallace went for
the
tax
big taxes, Wallace never has been for a sales tax increase, and yet the big pluses for education that have come about in the last 20 years since I've been following the scene have been based on sales tax increases.
But he's always given rhetoric against it, but then he signs the bill when it passes,
yes.
Right?
Now, Wallace has done this, though. He has really been, done a great deal in the vocational school area in building up vocational training schools, the
technical. Didn't that really come out of the Vocational Education Act of 1960?
But he was one who authored that act.
No, I mean the federal. Didn't a lot of
funds this came before then. It already, now a lot of the funds have come from the federal act, but he, when he was in the legislature, it goes back that far, had authored this. He, Wallace is...
Of course, Strom Thurmond likes to talk about he started here in trade schools in South Carolina.
Yes, but I think Wallace can claim it with more accuracy. He, what I'm saying is you cannot minimize the fact that he has done a... has done many things. I disagree with him. I probably voted against him more than most in the legislature, but he, on education, there have been substantial pluses for education. Even if it was a sales tax rather than a property tax. You see, we're locked into a very regressive tax structure here in Alabama by virtue of the Constitution, 1901. If you recall, I'm sure, we've had no new Constitution written for this state since 1901, and that was a Constitution where they came in and the Black Belt, the old Bourbon aristocracy, completely dominated that Constitutional Convention, and that's when the laws were written into, the sections were written into the Constitution restricting the rights of blacks to vote, everything else, and also very restrictive on taxation. You cannot place any additional, you cannot increase the property tax, city, county, or state without a vote of the people. You cannot increase the income tax, city, county, or state, without a vote of the people. The only taxes, then, that you're left that will pass, unless you've got an all-out effort, a Rubin Askew type effort, would, and even then, it's in Alabama, you've got a little different situation in Florida, where you have South and Middle Florida readily acceptable to placing a tax on themselves. You've got a situation over here where the only tax area left is sales tax, nuisance taxes such as liquor and cigarette taxes, that type, the regressive type. And as a result, we have our tax structure is heavily regressive, and yet we're locked into it.
Let's look at
until we get a new constitution. Wallace has not pushed for a new constitution.
That's my point. When you compare him with Huey Long,
I'm talking about political.
Well, we understand